Republicans doubled down on Sean Patrick Meloni as DCCC decides to help its chairman. By Jacob Bliss on October 27, 2022. Republicans doubled down on unseating Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chairman Sean Patrick Meloni, DNY, as his committee tries a last-ditch attempt to save him. Earlier this year, the House Republicans' main super PAC, Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, and the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced they were going to spend millions on an attempt to unseat Meloni in the midterms. At the time, the confident congressman projected the DCCC, the committee he chairs, would not need to spend money to help him win. In fact, in April, Meloni went so far as to say, "I don't see a scenario where that's going to happen." And this past weekend, he claimed that the NRCC and CLF are lighting money on fire to unseat him. However, after a couple of bad polls came out for Meloni showing Republican challenger Mike Lawler, NY, winning, it was reported that the DCCC would be spending $600,000 in New York's 17th Congressional District to help its chairman. What's interesting is roughly 2 weeks ago, Politico reported that the DCCC lacked the funds needed to help other vulnerable members. However, in response to Meloni's attacks on the Republicans for trying to unseat him and the DCCC now spending money to help him, the NRCC announced it would be upping by $867,000 its original investment to oust him. NRCC spokeswoman Samantha Bullock noted, "Sean Patrick Meloni is going to lose, no matter how much money he steals from other Democrats attempting to save himself. It will be historical if the Republicans are successful at defeating Meloni, as a sitting House campaign chair has not lost re-election since 1992. But this week, after the Cook Political Report moved New York's 17th Congressional District from lean Democrat to toss-up, the publication's editor explained that the defeat would be historic since a sitting DCCC/NRCC chair has not lost re-election since 1992, when NRCC chair Guy Vanderjagt lost his primary in Michigan, and hasn't lost a general election since 1980, when DCCC chair Jim Corman lost in California. If the Republicans can successfully unseat Meloni, it will play a key role in helping out their larger goal of needing to net 5 seats to win back a GOP majority and oust Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership. This midterm election will be the second time the Republicans are attempting to take back the majority from the Democrats after they lost it in 2018, the first time in 8 years. In the 2020 election, the Republicans attempted to take back the House but fell short, leaving the left with a tiny majority, something the establishment media said would not be possible, as it claimed the GOP would lose even more seats. Ultimately, the Democrats lost 13 seats in the House in 2020, which reduced their majority margin from 36 to 10. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the U.S. Senate, where they only need to net 1 seat. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.